Well, here it is, Mother's Day, and I have to tell you that Hallmark cards and every florist in the United States want to thank you for making this the busiest holiday of the year. It's even busier than Christmas, if you can believe that or not. I've always wondered why there's so much more going on for Mother's Day than there is for Father's Day. I don't want to say there's discrimination, but I don't ever get any flowers for Father's Day. No one wants to have a lunch or dinner celebration with me for Father's Day. Of course, I only have one stingy son. And if I do get a Father's Day card, that's a nice surprise. Actually, the best part of Father's Day for me is that it's usually very close to my son's birthday. So I buy myself some cake and whisper to myself, "Well done, Dad." But Mother's Day is what we're focusing on today. So I'll stop whining and get on with this message. And I'll add a personal note that Mother's Day is an unusual time for me. I don't feel sorry for myself when I say this, but my mother died on Mother's Day Sunday. And 5 years later, my father died on Mother's Day Sunday. So I try to make it a celebration of life more than something that's sad. So today, when you have treats on the table, you'll find a banana pudding from my mother's recipe in honor of my mother. So please have some. Now, whether we're celebrating Mother's Day for a living mom or from our mothers who've passed away, it's hard not to spend some time thinking about them and recalling memories that are important to us as we reflect on them. One of my own favorite memories happened to me in my high school days. Back in those dark age days, I was totally enamored with this television program called Dick Clark's American Bandstand. It was my motivation to get home from school as fast as I could so that I would not miss any part of it. Please don't tell anyone, but if no one was in the room while I was watching, I'd also dance and try to sing the songs. I don't do that anymore. One of those songs was a big hit for a female group of women called the Shirelles. They had several Billboard top 10 hits, but the one that I loved the most was "Mama Said There'd Be Days Like This." Now, you should go to YouTube and listen to it. It's so easy to sing along with and to dance to if nobody's watching. I have to alert you that it's really about a girl who meets a boy whose name is Billy Joe and how she didn't pay attention to her mother's advice about this dating thing. But the message of the song wasn't what enamored me. It was just the beat and the way you could dance like crazy to it. So when the song was a hit and a long time after, every time my mother would give me some advice, I would start singing. "Mama said there'd be days like this." My mother was not happy. I think it's because it hurt her ears to hear it. But now looking back on some of the profound messages my own mother gave me, I understand what I mean when I said there'd be days like this. Let me share some of what my mama said and some stories from others about how their own mothers affected them. My mother often said that even when it was hard, I should try to find something to smile about or something that would make me feel happy. That was hard as a kid, bullied in school and someone who always felt different and jealous that I never seemed to fit in. Perhaps that message of advice is the foundation to my feeble attempts to being funny sometimes or to have a good sense of humor. Even when I speak in churches where you're supposed to be solemn and serious. That's why I'm a Baptist. Trust me, that has never, ever been me. Let me share a little story about a mother whose example of humor meant much to her daughter. Here's what Robin Hines tells about her mother. My mother had a great sense of humor and a knack for making everything fun. One thing that resonated with me even as a small child was how much she seemed to enjoy her own company and found ways to entertain herself. As a kid, I remember her giggling when paying bills. What was so funny about bill paying? She would put humorous notes in the reference section of the check. For the electric bill, she might put, "You light up my life." And for the mortgage, she'd write down, "Four shingles closer to owning it all." Now that's for a mom. How's that for what mama says? Every day is like this. Find some humor in life, especially in our times of so much hate and hurtfulness. It's hard to find humor. It's hard to laugh and smile. A second thing my mother hammered home was the need to often pick up after someone or to come to their help so that they could finish what they started. This was her sermon to me so often as she would say, "Son, you have no stick-to-itiveness." I looked that up in the Webster's Dictionary and it's not there. My mother made that up. She wanted me to understand that those who had to come behind me and fix things might also need me to do that for them at some point. Today I realize that there are people in my world who have business that needs help being completed. Let me share another little story about someone who came to the rescue of someone who had not completed a task. Here's a cute story from a woman named Jennifer Stockberger. One morning, I jokingly told my husband he had dropped the ball because he didn't make me coffee and I was having trouble getting motivated to start the day. My five-year-old son overheard me and asked me to explain what dropped the ball meant. A few minutes later, he came into our bedroom holding an overflowing coffee mug with the dish towel underneath to catch the drips. He said to my husband, "You dropped the ball, but I picked the ball up." And he handed me the worst tasting, most watered down coffee, yet sweetest cup of coffee ever. Are there times in your life when you've dropped the ball and someone had to come behind you and fix things? My mother knew that was one of my faults that needed correcting. Now, when I read stories like this one, I wish I could stand in front of my mother and say, "Mama said there'd be days like this." At my age today, though, I'll skip the dancing and try to maintain my balance. I'll interject something here. We were singing a hymn in my church this past Sunday, and it had the words, "I fall on my knees in prayer," and I was stepping down off of the podium and literally fell on my knees. But they thought I was praying, so I just let them think that. Anyway, having grown up in a family that would today be labeled poor, I spent a good bit of my time breaking one of the Ten Commandments of "Thou shalt not covet." I wanted things I knew I would never have. Good toys, nice clothes, good food. Yet even in our days of doing without, my mother would often say, "We don't have much, but we can share what we have. Don't be stingy." Today, there's such deep meaning to that message as we see so many people who have the need for others to be compassionate and generous in sharing. I think if my own mother were still living, we'd be aghast at the condition of the world we live in. She would never have known there would be days like this. Let me share another story from Diana Allen about her mother, and they're doing something about the days like this that affected them. We lived in the Bronx, all seven of us kids and my single mom. It was mid-January, and a huge snowstorm hit. The snow was so thick, the highways came to a complete stop. We lived a half of a block from the highway. The darkness of night was approaching. There were several cars stuck with people and their families and their pets inside. Mom stood up and said to my brother, "I'm going to open my house to the stranded people on the highway," she said. "Please go and invite them to come to our house." We had 13 families come. Our living room was covered in sleeping bags, blankets, and pillows. In the morning, we had 3 pots of coffee, 1 huge pot of hot chocolate, bacon, eggs, and warm French bread. Everyone showed much gratitude. Mom's act of kindness and humanity was so profound to me. She showed us all the selflessness of helping others. Mother seemed to have an unusual wisdom about so many things that we cannot explain. My own mother knew that there was a hiding place for vitamins when they escaped from beverages. One morning she told me, while I was sitting at the breakfast table, "Now drink that orange juice before the vitamins get out." My racing mind wondered where these vitamins went when they escaped. She didn't appreciate my sassy response when I said, "You mean there's a vitamin heaven?" A smack on the back of my head seemed appropriate. My humor aside, my mother often said things that came from her understanding about life and her desire to teach her children more important life lessons. The last lesson I'll share that my mama said would be in the days like this was simple then, but so complex now. She would often say, "Nothing happens by accident." During my seminary days, as I studied the beliefs of so many denominations, I learned that my Presbyterian friends believed that life is predestined for individuals. Oddly, these same people stop and look both ways when they cross the street. But that was not the message my mother was trying to implant in my wee little brain. What I believe today, when I repeat her words of wisdom, is that we often have experiences in our lives that have a truly deep meaning and is something we can live by. Here's my last story from a woman named Claire Storm. I'll leave an interpretation of a story to you. You can contemplate it and see if you can find a meaning that is comfortable for you. Whether we believe that there are or are not coincidences, each of us are a part of a world where my mother and maybe your own mother would say, "There'd be days like this." And here's what Claire said. "While shopping, I noticed a credit card on the floor. I picked it up, went to the courtesy desk, and asked them to page the owner. I waited, no one came. They said that her cart was still there and she had gone to her car to look for her card. When she came back, I asked if she had lost something. I asked her name and established that it matched the card, which I then gave her. She said she had prayed to her mother, who had passed away recently, to help her find the card. We talked and I introduced myself. 'My name is Claire,' I said. And she responded, 'My mother's name was Claire.'" And I'll trust you'll allow me to do something I think might remind each of us of the person our mother is or was. We've already placed stones in the water for our prayers and praise during this part of the service. I'd simply suggest that after the final closing circle hymn that we sing together, when that's finished, and before you head to find some snacks on the table from the mothers who prepared those, that you take a stone and place it in the bowl of water and simply say your mother's name. Let it be a simple act of believing. Mama said there'd be days like this, but that might be this day better than Mama said.